If everyone wants to stand for to sing Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy handpath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Thank you, everyone, for singing. You may be seated. As we saw through singing that song, singing as a body of believers in a physical church is really meaningful and is really impactful. Singing songs like this one can give us a sense of comfort, a sense of hope. And I believe that singing in church can transform us if we genuinely focus on the Lord. So today we ask the question, why singing? Why is it important to sing in a physical church? And the reason why it is important to sing in a physical church is, for one, that the Bible calls us to praise the Lord. And number two is that because singing praises to God transforms us into the people that God calls us to be. So now there are a few ways that singing in church can transform us into the people that God calls us to be. And one way is that singing trains us to feel the right feelings in response to truth. As you all know, music is very powerful. And this can be for good or bad. There's music that can make you feel really positive and joyful, and there's also music that can really give you bad feelings. And music can instantly change how you feel, almost in the same way that a burrito at Taco Bell can change the way you feel that quickly. So I just want you to think of your favorite song when you were like really little or young. Think of that song in your head. And when you hear that song today, how many of you get a certain feeling in your head? Most of you probably get a certain feeling when you hear a song from when you were little. Maybe you have feelings of nostalgia. Maybe you have feelings of joy or maybe sadness. So today, when we sang that hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, most of us probably had some sort of response. Maybe it gave us a sense of gratitude, or maybe just comfort or peace or hope. And perhaps some of you had nostalgia of when you sang that song when you were a child. But I think most of you probably felt some sort of change in your emotions when we started to sing that song. So what did you all start to feel when we sang that song together? Any of you can share if you want. Is there anything that you particularly felt? Peacefulness, okay. Anybody else? How wonderful God is. Okay, anything else? Unity, okay, that's a good one, yeah. So I want to read you some of the words in the song. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Singing songs like this together trains us to have the right feelings about God. The song we sing is about God's faithfulness, and these words can cause us to appreciate and remember His faithfulness and His unchanging character. When we're proclaiming these words, it can help us to remember that. And if we really think about what we're singing, we're saying God is faithful, and integrate that how we actually feel, not just say it, but actually like internalize that. That can change how we view God. That can change how we view the world, ourselves. Songs like these can be very impactful. We can sing songs like God, Great is Thy Faithfulness, and remember how God is always faithful. We can sing songs like The Goodness of God and remember how good God is. But I think singing praise to God in the end should give us a sense of awe and reverence for our Creator, a fear of the Lord. We should gain a respect and honor and just a feeling of awe towards our Creator if we truly sing these songs with all our heart. And if we do truly sing these songs with all our heart, it can transform us into people who love to praise and serve God. Another way singing in church can transform us is that singing trains us to listen to and accommodate each other. When we sing in church, we have to listen to each other. I mean, if we didn't listen to each other, it would be chaos. It would kind of probably sound like this. We would have half of the congregation singing, Great is Thy Faithfulness, and then the other half would probably be singing, We All Live in a Yellow Submarine. So it would sound something like this. Great is Thy Faithfulness. We all live in a yellow submarine. It wouldn't sound good if none of us were listening to each other. It would just be pure chaos. Singing in church together trains us to listen to each other so that we can all praise the Lord in harmony. When we hear each other's voices, we can be encouraged to know that we all believe in the same God. We believe in the same things about God. When we hear each other, that encourages us, because if you feel like you're all alone, that does not make you feel like you're, you know, you don't feel good about it. But if you have everyone singing the same words, the same things about God, that can strengthen us as Christians. And singing in church also trains us to accommodate each other. For example, if we hear some of the congregation singing in soprano, someone might switch to another part so that we can all sing in harmony. I know on the praise team, if someone is singing a certain part, another person on this side may try to sing a different part so we're not all singing the same things. It trains us to accommodate each other, and this can bring a sense of unity because we're all trying to work together. And learning to work together while worshiping can also, you know, that can spread out to our just everyday life. If we come to church with the idea of we want to listen to each other and we want to work together, that can also lead to our life outside of church. Another way singing in church can transform us into the people that God calls us to be is by giving us a shared imagination, shared ideas in our head, and a collective vocabulary of praise. When we all sing together, most of us probably can visualize and imagine certain things about God. For example, when we hear, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." That song can remind us how we were all once lost, how we were all once blind. We couldn't see God. And it reminds us how God was so good, even when we were blind and rejected Him, He sent His Son to save us. And maybe when we hear Amazing Grace, we think of Jesus on that cross, who gave everything for us to save us by His grace. And singing in church also gives us a common vocabulary of praise, meaning we can all worship and sing the same words and phrases together. An easy way to think about it is this way. According to one source I looked at, there was two primary purposes for singing in the New Testament. The first purpose was obviously to praise God, but the second purpose was to instruct believers. It was to instruct. As you all know, it is easier to remember a song than just words out of a book. If I read you a paragraph out of some really boring book, you're not going to be able to remember that. But if I sing a song that has a certain rhythm, certain pitch, certain way it goes about itself, you'll be able to remember that a lot easier than just reading out of a book. For example, when we started singing "Great is Thy Faithfulness," most of you probably knew most of the words because you've heard it so many times and it has a certain way it sounds. And that's the great thing about singing praises to God, is that it gives us common words and phrases that we can sing to God with each other. And because they're in song form, because we have certain pitch, we have certain rhythm, it makes it easier to remember certain truths about Him. Like in this song we just sang, we can remember that He is always faithful. But I think the primary way that having a shared imagination and vocabulary can transform us by bringing a sense of union when we're worshiping. We can all sing in unity because we have these words and phrases that we all can sing together, and we can declare the same things about God. And as we hear each other, as I said, it can encourage us. We are the body of Christ, and we can walk through this time in our life with arms locked together, as we're supposed to be a group, a body, and we can do this together to get through this life, and we can shout praises to God the whole time. But there is something that can hinder us from being transformed by singing. And that something, rather a someone, is ourselves. While many of us do come to worship the Lord, it seems that a lot of the times We come to church for ourselves rather than God. We come to church to feel better. We come to church to get answers. You know, we get to let our requests be known. Now, these are perfectly good reasons to come to church. I'm not saying those are wrong reasons. Those are good reasons to come to church. But if you only come to church to satisfy yourself, to satisfy your needs, then that is not the right way, and that we need to realign our reasoning for coming to church. In Matthew 23, Jesus talks about certain things that the Pharisees and the scribes were doing wrong. It seemed that the Pharisees and scribes were doing things for selfish reasons. They were coming, you know, they were serving God to maybe to obtain power or to show off. And not all of them may have been like this, it did seem like if you read in the New Testament, they served God for themselves more than God. So I'm not saying that any of you are doing this, but I just wanted to give you an example of people who are serving God only for themselves. And that's not the right reasoning. Some of them may have genuinely wanted to serve God, but some were only focused on having, you know, authority and having a good outward appearance. And as you all know, today our world is highly individualistic. Everything's about us. It's always about how we look, what we want. Everything is about us. And this can be the same case when we come to church. But when we change our focus from ourselves when we come to church to God, that can really transform us. And I believe that if we come to church, we can come to church for the reasons such as getting answers, you know, prayer requests, for just having fellowship. We can come for those reasons, but we can also go to primarily worship God at the same time. I mean, after all, the church is supposed to be a good place to come. It's supposed to be a place of love and support where you can get help. I mean, that we're supposed to be here for each other. But now you may ask, how can I come for both? How can I come to, you know, get answers for myself? How can I come for help and also come primarily to serve God? Well, the answer is actually really simple. When we come to church to worship God and give Him His deserved glory, if that's our primary purpose, we come to church, we're just like, I'm going to worship God. That gives us freedom from our anxieties. We're no longer thinking about ourselves. We're thinking about God and His faithfulness. It can free us from our concerns, our angers, our anxieties. If we take the focus off ourselves when we come and put the focus on God and others. And I think looking at the Old Testament regarding this topic is really helpful. In the Bible as a whole, singing was mainly focused on God. It was usually focused on something God had done, His character, or something He was going to do. And now there's other occasions. Most of the time, singing was about God. The common theme was that people sang to God. And in fact, the Bible commands us to sing directly about 50 times. And we're in the New Testament, we're told to sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs when we meet. And we're told even that Jesus Himself sang. An example of the singing being about God is in Psalm 9:1. Psalm 9:1 says, I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. See, the singing was primarily focused on God. If we come to church and put our focus on God, that can free us from ourselves. Instead of worrying, we can sing, Great is thy faithfulness, and remember that God is always faithful. When we're unfaithful, God is still faithful. He is always faithful. And one verse reminds us of this idea is Matthew 6:33, which all of you have probably heard many times. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God knows our concerns. He has every hair on our head numbered. He knows every one of us by name. He knows the things that we need. He knows the things that we're worried about. But God says to seek Him first, seek God first. And that's the same thing we can do at church. So put simply, come to church with the goal. Your primary goal when coming to church is to serve and worship God. And the rest of it will take care of itself. The purpose we come to God, the main reason we come to church should primarily be to worship God. And I believe that if we genuinely come to church to praise and worship Him, it will transform us into the people that God calls us to be, because our primary goal in church and in life will be to serve God and to serve others and not ourselves. And one thing that actually may encourage you to sing if you aren't already singing, which I know most of you are singing, is to understand that praising God actually pleases God. It says in some of the Psalms and in the book of Hebrews that singing to God a verbal praise is like a sacrifice. And that should make us want to praise God all the more, because it actually is pleasing for Him, for us to sing to Him. So to connect this all together so you can kind of understand a little easier, I believe that if we take the focus off ourselves when singing in church, that will allow us to feel the right feelings, as we talked about at the beginning. We'll be able to feel the right feelings because we'll actually be listening to what the song is saying instead of just thinking about all the chaos that may be going on in our lives. If we take the focus off ourselves, that will allow us to feel the right feelings about God. And it also trains us to listen and accommodate each other. If we're not focused on ourselves, we can focus on listening and working together. And also, if we take the focus off ourselves, that will allow us to appreciate, truly appreciate, instead of just singing the words that are on the slides, we'll be able to appreciate these songs that God has given us. Because, as I said, when our focus is primarily on the Lord, that gives us freedom. And after hearing all this, you may ask, well, how do I take the focus off myself? How do I focus primarily on God? And here are just a few ways. The first and most practical way that you probably can think of is to pray. To pray before you come to church. To cast our cares on Him. You know, our minds tend to get distracted. We may be thinking about the football game later today, or we may be thinking about going to the buffet after this. I mean, our minds get distracted on so many different things. But in order to help us to stop that, we can pray before we come to church and ask God to help us to put aside those distractions. So you could just say, like, Lord, please help me to put my focus on You today. I pray that You will help me to cast my cares on You, all the things that I'm concerned about, and just to really come to church to focus on You. And that will help us to get in the right mindset when we come to church. It's about God and serving others. Another thing that may help is to get to church early. I mean, you know, scrambling to get to church last second, that can be a big distraction in itself, where then when you get to church, you're not even focused on church. You're just thinking about all the chaos that went on, just especially if you have kids. It's almost impossible after you get here last second, you're all stressed out, to get back focused. And another thing that can distract us is, instead of, you know, watching the news and stuff before we get to church, watching all the stuff that's going on, maybe come to church early instead, so that we can, you know, just get our mind in the right place. I don't know if any of you have seen those videos where people are waiting in line, like, intense for, like, the new iPhone that came out. Probably most of you have seen that. They're waiting days in line just for, like, a cell phone or something. Intense. Maybe you guys could try that. You guys could all set tents up outside in the yard with no cell phones, no TVs, or anything. And just, so you're really prepared. I'm just kidding. But the point is, just to get our mind, it helps to get our mind in the right place by coming to church early and praying. And one last thing we should remember to help us focus on the Lord is remembering what God calls us to do. So I want to read Psalm 150 for you. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If that doesn't tell you what God wants us to do, then I don't know what to tell you, because he wants us to praise him. So today we saw that singing can truly impact our relationship with God. Music is very powerful, and the moment we start singing like songs like Great is Thy Faithfulness, that can change the whole feeling of the room. It's very powerful. And when we sing together, it helps us to feel the right feelings about God, and it helps unify us as a body of believers. While singing alone in your car is good, singing Jesus Take the Wheel in your car is good, singing together is better. When we sing together, we can remind each other of God's unchanging character and his goodness, all the good things about God. The more we sing, the more we can see who God truly is, and it can transform us. And I know maybe some of you are scared to sing, or it's embarrassing for you something. I know I was scared to sing, but it's more than worth it to sing, because it actually pleases God. So our goal should be to come to church to worship God. That should be our main priority, is to worship and give God his rightful glory. So I ask that you consider trying to sing while we're at church. I know it may be awkward for you if you don't already sing. Some of you do sing, and it sounds great. But if you don't sing, I ask that you please give it a shot, because it really can help. Sing out with a loud voice, and pray before you come to church that you can get your heart in the right place, because there's so much stuff that goes on. If you look at the news before you come, that'll freak you out just enough. So coming to church early and praying is a lot better than that. And just cast your cares on him. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God sent his only Son to save us, even when we did not deserve it. And we have to remember that. God's plan from the beginning was for us to dwell with him, and that deserves all the praise. So I'll go ahead and pray for you guys. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for bringing everyone here. Thank you for just everything you've done for us. And I pray that you'll give all of us a heart that wants to glorify and worship you. I know it can be hard to sing sometimes, Lord, but I pray that you would just encourage everyone here to sing with all they have, and that would transform them into the people that God wants them to be. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.